easier for me that God can't ask me too many questions. Well, Thomas is pretty tall up there, 6 foot 7 tall. And that makes Thomas not only the honest man, but the man of faith, close enough to Jesus to say what he really thinks, to ask some questions, to express some doubts. And that's why we're here tonight. Because tonight we come with questions, with doubts, with discouragement at times, with hope, with excitement, all of it, faith. And we approach Jesus as Thomas did. And we tell him what's on your mind, what's in your heart, why you're here, what are your hopes, what are your dreams, what do you desperately want God to give you in the gift of new life in your family, and what better time to ask God about that, what better time to be honest with God about that, than now during the days of Easter, just like Thomas. Something to remember in that. Jesus says in tonight's gospel, I am going to prepare a place for you. Throughout all the Easter day resurrection appearances, there's a lot going on, but one constant theme keeps coming through. It's the word remain my love, remain with me, the Emmaus story, remain with us, Lord. Preparing a place, the Hebrew mindset, that's a place where you remain. Now, for us, especially as ever busy Americans, we start to think about remain as just sitting there doing nothing, alone. The Greek word is meno. Meno is very active. Meno is a dynamic word. Meno means there's a lot going on, but there's a peacefulness. Because remember, what's Jesus' first words always in the resurrection appearances? Peace. First words of our Holy Father when he came out of the loggia. Peace be with you. Peace doesn't mean that everything's happy, good, or the way I want it. Peace doesn't mean that there's no discord or chaos or struggle. Peace means with the discord, struggle, and chaos, and even though things aren't the way I want them to be, there's a deep down assurance. Deep in our hearts, we don't think that God loves us, that God is with us, and that allows you and me to minnow, to remain, to be with God in the quiet, be with God with the questions, be with God with the unfair seemingly answers, be with God in the midst of it all, and be in peace. Because like Thomas, we know God's going to get us where we need to be, wherever that's going to be, however he's going to do it. And that's why we're here. Because the source of that, the way in which we live that, the nourishment of that, the maturity of that, is the gift of the Eucharist that we come to tonight. Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now, again, for the Hebrew person, when a place is prepared, it isn't just all right, but that's what we love you over there, right? No, it's meant for you. There's a focus on a reverence for the gift of the image of God in that person. So the place prepared is prepared with that person in mind, lovingly prepared for them, so that that image of God may come alive in that place. Each of you who have come here tonight, for whatever reason, God is preparing that place. Jesus prepares that place for you here in the Eucharist. And that remains in the midst of that as you go out there into the chaos, back into daily life. As that presence of Jesus remains in each of us through the gift of the Eucharist, if we let it, and then gives us that peace that we know brings new life. And that's what we hear. The love of life, the desire to give life, knowing the beauty of God's life that comes alive in a family. So, as we celebrate together, take a look around and pick somebody else here tonight. It could be somebody you know, somebody you don't. Pick one person. And tonight, talk to God about that person. Same way Thomas does. Say, God, I don't know who that person is, Give that person peace. Let that person know in their